వతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ త్వం హి నిత్య విజిత ఆత్మగుణ స్వధామ్నా త్వం హి నిత్య విజితాత్మగుణ స్వధామ్నా కాలో వశీకృత విసృజ్య విసర్గ శక్తి కాలో వశీకృత విసృజ్య విసర్గ శక్తి చక్రే విసృష్టం అజయా ఈశ్వర షోడశారే చక్రే విసృష్టమజయేశ్వర షోడశారే నిస్తీజ్యమానం ఉపకర్ష విభో ప్రపన్నం నిస్తీజ్యమానముపకర్ష విభో ప్రపన్నం తత్వం హి నిత్య విజితాత్మగుణ స్వధామ్నా కాలో వశీకృత విసృజ్య విసర్గ శక్తి చక్రే విసృష్టం అజయేశ్వర షోడశారే నిస్తీజ్యమానముపకర్ష విభో ప్రపన్నం
Translation. My dear Lord, the Supreme Grace, you have created this material world of 16 paraphernalia, but you are transcendental to such material qualities, or in other words, all these material qualities are under your full control. You are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. O my Lord, the Supreme, nobody can conquer over you, but so far I am concerned, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I am surrendering fully unto you. And now, therefore, kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet.
Tattam hi nitya viditātma guna sadhāmna kāla vasikṛta visiddha visarga sakti చక్రే విశిష్టమదయ సరసోనుసారి నిస్తిగ్మాన ఉపకర్ష విభూ ప్రపన్న they send him is immediately reminded Maya, yeah, Nispindamar, were being crushed by the wheel of time, is 16 spoke. We are being crushed. At the same time, we are thinking that we are very happy. This is called Maya. This is Maya's grace that in any condition of life, the suffering is very, very acute, but the living entity who is suffering, he thinks, I will enjoy. This is karma. You have seen that the pig is stool. When we see, what is that? He's eating stool. But he's thinking that he's enjoying. Isn't he? He's enjoying. This is the powering influence of Maya. Prakhepatmika Shakti. Otherwise, how one can suffer? The one in the stool is enjoying. If you take one worm from the stool and keep it aside, he'll again go to the stool. This is Maya. Prakhepatmika. Avaranatmika Shakti. Govind. Maya sukhaya bharavad bahato vibhura. Allah Maharaj is speaking, let us ask him. Sochi tato vimata chetasa maya sukhaya bharavad bahato vibhura. The Vaishnava concerning, he sees everything. Just like any common man can understand what kind of birth. Nana jani bhaman kare kadajya bhakkhan kare. Very peculiar arrangement of the Maya. You see sometimes in the airplane, even in India, they're eating the intestine of the horse. There is India. There is a preparation called nafi in Burma. That preparation is made. Every householder has a big jar at the door, and any animal dies, it puts in them. It is the bad smell so strong, it wants open, that whole neighborhood will be polluted, bad smell. So they keep it for some years, and it is decomposed, the juice is from it. They strain the juice and keep it in water. That is called nafi. And when there is some festival, they give little, and people enjoy. So, nana jani bhaman kare, kadajya bhakkhan kare. When my Guru Maharaj was alive, he had one temple, one office in Burma, Rengo. So when they were making puri with nice ghee, all the inhabitants will come. Oh, what was it? Intolerable. the flavor of ghee was intolerable. And the clear flavor of nati is tough. So nana jani bhaman kare kodabja bhakham. Very peculiar condition we are in this material world. But do not think that when Krishna comes, he also is subjected to disturbance. No. That is Ishita. There are many patients in the hospital infectious disease. But that does not mean the doctors who are treating them, they are also infected. No. They are not infected. Similarly, when Krishna comes, Jadadahi-dharmastam-jani-bhavati-bhāraka-padātmānam-sidhāni-aham. So, he is not subjected to this violent influence. He is not subject. Therefore it is said, tam nitya-vidita-atma-guna. This material world is created by him. Composition of three material qualities, satapam, nalugam, tamagam. But he does not belong to anyone. The Mayavadi, philosophers, they think that when God comes, incarnation, he also accepts his satapam, and therefore the form is there. Their conclusion is the absolute truth is formless. So when he accepts a form of this material world, he accepts this satoga. But that is not the fact. He is above satoga. Therefore he says, Nitya Vidita Atma Guna. Sadhavna, he comes with his own spiritual energy, Sadhavna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, also in the beginning, it is said, Dhavna nirastha kuhakam. Nirastha kuhakam. Kuhakam means illusion. So, the spiritual world, there is no such illusion. Are the three gunas. Therefore it says, Nirastava, Kuhakam, Sadhavna. The spiritual world, there is no influence of these three gunas. That is in this material world. So, when Krishna comes, he does not become affected, or rather infected, with these gunas. Nirguna, that is Nirguna. Nirguna guna bhakti. Is bhakta of Nirguna. Nirguna means spiritual guna, not material guna. When it is said Nirguna, Nirguna means without any material quality. That is really. Sattam hi nitya vidita atma guna sadhamna kala vasitika. Kala, the time factor. We are under the kala. We conditioned souls. Past, present, future. Kala. Kala, time. Time has got three factors, past, present, future. So what is past, present, future for me? That may not be past, present, future for Brahma. Or that may not be past, present, future for the ant. This world is relative world. my past, present, future is related to me. My limited span of life, say 100 years. So before 100 years, it is past. And after 100 years, it is future. And the present 100 years is present. But so far Brahma is concerned, his past, present, future is different. Our 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. His present day. That is his present day. Just like we have got this present day beginning from 6:30 to 5:30. Right? The Brahma hasn't got such day. This 6:30 to 5:30 is 11 hours. And Brahma, these 11 hours means hour, 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. Tasa dhruva pajantam arhajya brahmano dhru. But in this way, relative between one and his 100 years, he cannot imagine that so long period of man is one day. Everything is relative. In our country. But for Krishna, he is eternal. There is no such thing as past, present and future. Nitya Shasana. We are also of the same quality, Nitya Shasana, but under the condition of material nature, we are controlled, and this is going on by the time factor. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj is regretting this Siddhavana has been crushed by this time factor. But we are thinking it is all right. This is calling on. We are being crushed under this time factor, the wheel, time wheel, which the 16 spoke senses, Manasthasthani Indriyani Pratidhisthani Karasati Pamayimam Sujiva Bhuta. These living entities Krishna said that my part and parcel, they should remain with him. That I the fire and the spark unfortunately have fallen down. And the result is this Siddhamana being crossed. So, if one is serious to be saved from this crushing process of time factor, then they should learn from Prahlada Maharaj, Mahajana Jinda Vatasta Pankha. What is that? Nispidya Mahana Upaparsa. Kindly pick me up. Vibho. You are Vibho. Most powerful. The great, omnipotent. Yes, and all right, but why shall I feel it? Prabhala. Now I said, I rebel against you, and I was put into this wheel of time, and suffering one after another life. Now I have realized that I am in the peculiar condition of life. So this is the mana. This is called human life. Where one understands the animal life, they do not understand what is suffering. The cats and dogs, they are thinking they are living very happy. But the human life, they should come to the understanding that actually we are not living happily. We are being crushed by the wheel of time in so many ways. This Siddhamana, when this sense comes, then he is a human. Otherwise he is animal. If he is thinking that he is all life, that is 99.9% people say, and I am all. Even in the most abominable condition of life, just as a hob and dog, still he is thinking, I am all life. So long this ignorance will continue, he is simply animal. This is going on. Atma-buddhi siddhāte. This body, which is made up of avitta vayu, everyone thinking I have this body. The whole world is going on. Simply, we, a few members of the support aspect, Mumbai, we are going door to door and trying to convince them, sir, you are not this body. They don't care. I am this body. I am Mr. John. I am in this man, I am American, I am Indian. You say I am not this body. So, very difficult task is the subconsciousness, Mumbai, to push on. It requires great patience, perseverance, tolerance. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Vinagati Sudeshena, Karodati Sahishwara, Amanira Manavena, Yitanina Sudha. Those who have taken to the Sapansa said, speaking what, they should always know that things are not going to happen so easy. Maya is very, very strong. Very, very strong. But still, we have to struggle against Maya. It is a declaration of war. Maya is keeping the living entities under her control, and we are trying to save the living entity from her control. That is the difference. Kādo bhasitta vishidya viśadva sakti. This sakti, viśadva sakti, is very, very strong. But it is under the control. Although it is very, she is very, very strong. But she is under the control of Krishna. Maya dhasena pratiti svati sa charātara. Although pratiti is acting so wonderfully, very, very, the great task she is performing. Then immediately the cloud comes, cloud is so bright, within a second a very deep dark cloud may come and cause Juhatish ease. That is possible. These are the wonderful activities of Maya. But still, he is under the control of the Supreme Personality of God. We see this sun so big, 1400,000 times bigger than this earth. And you see morning, how quickly it gets up. The speed is 16,000 miles per second. Kāvīrī jēhāt jaskāṁ vayāṁ samatiṣaṁ dhudatāli saklo govindamādhiṣaṁ tamaham. It is being done under the order of Govinda. Therefore he is bhibhu. He is great, but we do not know how great he is. Therefore he foolishly accepts some pretender, some fraud as God. We do not know what is the meaning of God. That is very well. We are fools. We are blind. And another blind man, Jesus, I am God. You are God, everyone is God. But God is not like that. Here it is said that God is He who kāra-bhasitita-viśitya-viśadita-sakti. He keeps control over the time factor and the creative energy. That is God. God is not so cheap that we find here and there. God is everywhere. That's a fact. But that is partial manifestation of His material effect. This is ekarsena sito jagat. Padma bahunai tena kinya tena samajana vishyabhya aham ekarsena sito jagat. Khandantarastham paramanatayantarastham. He is in the atom. So, when the same God, Sattam, He comes, the fullest part of that thing, that Krishna is like one of us. No. Abhijanam Vinanam Uha, one who thinks like that Krishna is one of us, is like a human being like me, of you. Is Murha, Param Bhava Vaya. He does not know what are the activities of God, what he can do, what he can undo. So anyway, he, by reading all these literatures, explanations given by God himself, he come to our senses that he is so great and so merciful that it becomes possible to surrender unto him. So for a fortunate person, it takes even a second. Because God Himself says, sarva dharma paritya mavikam saranam vaja. Aham tva sarva pape samam svishtham. So if one is intelligent, he takes immediately. Oh, it's so nice. You give me all protection. Let me surrender. Business finished in 1 second. But if he's a rascal, he wants to search out, make research work, then Bahunam, Jadvaram, this, after many births, it is done. The best thing, Prahlad Maharaj says, Prapannam, Bhajjun says, Prapannam, Sadhimam, Prapannam. This is what. We surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, and be saved from this class of Maya. Thank you very much.